Welcome to this episode of the Building Texas Show. We are on site at Cavallini Art Glass, or the Cavallini Company. I've seen it named both, so say both. But we're sitting here with the owner, Adrian Jay, who has spent a lifetime in this field. Your family's been doing this since the early 50s. And how did that come to be, and how did you find yourself transitioning from mosaic into stained glass?
Yes. My dad and my uncle, his Manlio and Publio, Manlio is my dad and Publio is my uncle, they started off with mosaics, and that's all they did were mosaics. So they did like a 55,000 square foot project in Dallas, Texas at the Sanger Harris buildings. I don't think they exist anymore, the Sanger Harris buildings. The buildings do. The mosaics are still there. I think they covered them up with plaster or something. Yeah, but they started off in mosaics. They made murals. They installed them. They designed, fabricated, installed mosaic murals all over Texas, if you will. And then my dad, he started to dabble into stained glass probably in the late 60s, around the late 60s. And then little by little, the stained glass grew more than the mosaics. And eventually it overtook the mosaics as far as our commissions were concerned. And I personally prefer stained glass than mosaics, just for different reasons. So I just like the art of stained glass. I love glass. I like the way light comes through the glass and the color that it emits, and putting it all together and seeing the final product and, you know, in its space, in its sacred space mostly.
But the one that comes to mind wasn't a stained glass project. It was actually a mosaic project, which Mr. Cavallini Sr., he and his brother, that's where they started this business, and then transitioned into stained glass in the 60s.
Cavallini started in the 50s, over 70 years, multi-generational. I'm a third generation. And so through the wealth of knowledge, through the people that work here, and through the, you know, my father and many of our main people, you know, we've serviced hundreds of, probably thousands of churches at this point.
As a vice president at the Cavallini Company, you have an interesting role of really transitioning what your family has built and done into this modern economy. And you're not alone in that. There are a lot of second, third generation families saying, how do we make that transition? What does that look like for you, and what has your experience been?
Well, I would say that the first thing is there are many time-tested and reliable methods to do things, and there's nothing wrong with doing it that way.
Right.
And we still do many, and honestly, most things that way. I will say that occasionally I might be observing a process, and I'll think to myself, I think there's an easier way to do that.
Right.
And so a lot of that comes down to mostly in the earlier stages, when before we actually start putting a lot of the effort and labor into producing the product, making sure that it's exactly what the client wants.
If we're going to do a large mosaic mural, they have thousands of tessera, or the tiles, in order to produce these murals. We don't have near that inventory here, and they have access to all that inventory, you know. So, and then they have the artisans to do the work, you know. So that's the big thing too, is you got to have the people able, the craftspeople able to put all the mosaic tiles together in the proper way, you know, make all the colors work together. So, and it's a real art to do that. And you have to know you have to be trained to do that. So,
well, as I was walking through the glass, there's an infinite number of glass panels out there, in my opinion. Right. And the color of blues, there might be 15 different blues. And so to your point, thinking about an artisan that knows what that sunlight's going to look like coming through that blue versus an artificial light coming through that blue, I imagine those are two very distinct differences.
Stained glass is really, really, really much more heavily than people realize constricted in a design sense, because there are a lot of, it's an architectural art. So there are a lot of concerns you have that relate to that, which have really nothing to do with the aesthetics, and that's what gives the window its integrity, is that you've addressed those issues. And in my design process, that's job one.
A lot of today's workforce has lost the idea of apprenticeship and really coming in and working with a master or a seasoned employee that understands the craft, that is the artisan. And to your story, learning from those designers, learning from those skills with your hands, with the glass and with the media. You.
Yes. Yeah.
Working on a mosaic.
I had hair on top of my head right there.
But in this, I mean, you're going through meticulous.
Right.
Picking out the right piece of glass.
Right. And that's a mosaic mural. That's the indirect method. So we build it upside down, and then it's installed, you know, the indirect method of installation. Yeah. So that's kind of the more traditional way of doing it. Well, there's different techniques of doing mosaics, but that was kind of a general way of doing it.
Well, it's a great example of the artisan-apprentice relationship.
Right, yeah.
And now it looks a little bit different.
That's right. Yeah. Usually what happens when you have, when you're going to create new stained glass, you look at the quantity of windows, the sizes, and, you know, you talk to the parishioners or to the members of the church, and you try to gather all the information from them of what sort of theme, religious theme, that they want to reflect in the windows. And so that's how we mostly develop, you know, a theme for the stained glass windows. For example, we'll go like from the Old Testament to the New Testament. Things like, you know, start off with the creation and maybe end with the, you know, with Moses and the burning bush, and then start the New Testament with the nativity, something like that, and end it with the, you know, the resurrection or the ascension. So so that's what we try to do. We try to represent the church and reflect that in the theme of the stained glass windows.
It is a talent to go out and find that material, know the material, and again, just double down on the artisan approach to making this work. Whether they're the donor that helped pay for the artwork, or they're the parish that made the investment, or they benefited from that investment, it's a meaningful thing. And people do it to memorialize their parents or memorialize their relationship with their parish. And it's a meaningful investment, and it goes a long way. And I'm thrilled to see people moved in that way by the work that you're doing.
You know, these investments, they are lasting really multi-generationally.
Right.
So something that their kids and grandkids will most likely, you know, be able to enjoy and benefit from. So the work we do today, our plan is for it to long outlast us. And that's kind of the investment that's made.
We went to Basilica San Juan, and we restored the mosaic mural. It was done by an Italian company. And the mural was constructed okay, but when they came to install it, they did a very poor job of installing it. So there was a lot of problems. There was some tile falling out, you know. So the pastor of the basilica called me, and he wanted me, he goes, "Adrian, I want you to do it yourself. I want you to come and restore it." You know, he was very, you know.
Passionate.
Yeah, he was real passionate. He goes, "No, I want you to do it. I want you to do it." I was, okay, Father.
Your legacy of impacting people is bigger than I could ever fathom because of the amount of work that you've put out.
Yeah.
And you're putting them into sacred places where people are sitting in some of the best times of their life, the hardest times of their life. And I have personal stories with people where sitting in those moments in that sacred place, that window was inspiring or forgiving or whatever the word is for that moment, but it really evokes an emotion.
I've had that experience. I've had people come up to me and tell me about experiences they had. It's always surprising,
right?
Humbling, gratifying.